Hey, peace, y'all. Welcome to the Nightcap. I am Knight, Santiago, cartoonist, the artist from the Bronx, New York. Oh, what a day, what a day. It's getting fucking cold out here. It's about time. It's gonna be snowing in June. It's fucking weather. So Kevin Hart was on the Breakfast Club. Oh, before I even say all that, shout out to Tough City. Torch up all day. I know some of the shows sound like shit. It sounds like I'm speaking to you guys through a fucking sock. But it's not the case. I record my podcast on my phone. And when it sounds all muffled and shitty, it's because I have the shit on Bluetooth. And I didn't realize that. So it's not on Bluetooth right now. Either way, Kevin Hart was on the Breakfast Club yesterday. Why the fuck does he have to apologize so much? Like, I get it. I understand what he was saying. But it gets frustrating that, I mean, comedy's fucking comedy. Right? Comedy is comedy. And this is kind of a tell in the shift in culture, because there's certain things that you could say back in the day, and you just can't do it these days. Oh, you can, but there's a lot of backlash because the public is too sensitive. I feel like there needs to be some sort of neutral ground, especially when it comes to comedy. You know, like, people should be able to joke about whatever the fuck they want to. If there's no malicious intent behind things, and nobody's really trying to hurt somebody, if the shit ain't funny, or you don't like it, or you get offended by it, don't listen to it. Like, what happened to that? You know, mind you, I'm completely against racism and prejudice and discrimination. Of course, I've been discriminated against my entire life. I'm a fucking Puerto Rican, bald-headed Puerto Rican dude that grew up around a bunch of Jamaicans. You know what I mean? And I speak no Spanish. You know what I'm saying? So I done dealt with that my entire life. But it gets a bit annoying when every time, and I don't watch much TV or much news or anything like that, but every time I turn on TV or news and comedy's being mentioned, it's being mentioned in an offensive way. You know, like this whole thing with Louis C.K. And I'm not talking about him beating off in front of chicks. I mean, but that shit is just strange. But you know, it is what it is. It ends up getting lumped in with the Cosbys and the Weinsteins, which, you know, is nothing the same. But that's a whole nother story. But because he's under that Me Too radar, they just bring up old shit. For instance, he was on a show with Chris Rock. It was Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, Ricky Gervais, and Louis C.K. And he says something about the N-word, about using the N-word. But he's saying, nigga, he's actually saying the word. And, you know, Jerry Seinfeld, you know, comments and says he never says the word. He never thinks about saying the word. And he doesn't look for the funny in the word. Ricky Gervais, you know, says he doesn't say the word as well, I believe, but he actually says it there, like, but it was kind of, you know, it was kind of silly, it was just dumb, and Chris Rock is joking and laughing with him. So that's an old-ass clip. This was before the Louis C.K. scandal, but it gets brought up because of what he's going through, and because he's trying to hit the stage again. Why do we try to cancel everybody? I don't understand that. Like, that's become, and I don't know if it's in the rest of the world, but it's definitely in American culture where everybody fucking gets, people get canceled for the wrong reasons. Now, there are definitely people that I feel like, you know, do not deserve any sort of platform. And those people do get exposed from time to time. There's some other people that don't. They end up hiding in the cracks. But us as a society, having the ability to shut people up or trying to shut people up and shut people down. Ain't we a country with free speech? I don't agree with half of these motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck about what they're talking about. I don't agree with what they're talking about. You know what I do? I just don't listen. I change the channel. I change the station. Because that's one less rating that they have. And isn't that why we have this system? Why we have the, you know, these rating systems? And I don't mean the TVMA and TV. I mean the actual ratings. Shows get canceled when they have bad ratings. Isn't that why we have it? So if you don't like the shit, you just don't watch it. And it ends up going off TV. No protest has to be made. It's stupid when we have a system set up to control what we like. Well, not to control, but for us to voice in a way what we like and what we dislike by watching or not watching. And we still have to come out and be like, fuck this person or fuck that person. Listen. We knew R. Kelly was fucking kids when we were kids. You know what I'm saying? And there were people that were against him back then. But now it's being brought back up. So more people that forgot about R. Kelly could say, fuck R. Kelly again. I haven't bought an R. Kelly album in decades. Mind you, he's still streaming. He still sells. He still does shows. This, I remember a few years ago, even last year, that he had shows canceled or something like that. Bravo. That's what should have happened. But now to crucify him, he should have been crucified decades ago, right? But I still hear the whispers of people that feel bad because he was sexually molested by his sister or some shit. So it doesn't fix the fucking kids' lives that he fucked over, literally. But there's still people that are listening to his music, right? Is that wrong? I don't know. I'm not a judge of what's right and wrong. I ain't listening to no fucking R. Kelly. I'm not. And it's not because he fucks kids. I'm just not into it right now. Will I listen to R. Kelly later on? Probably not. And that's probably because he fucks kids. You know, I'm a big proponent of the person behind the actual art. But that's me. You don't have to be. If you like fucking R. Kelly music, go listen to R. Kelly. Who gives a shit? I don't care. If you're fully against what he's doing and you want to protest him, then don't listen to his music. And if enough people do that, then he won't have a platform to sell his music. Right? Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, email me, torchupnyc@gmail.com. I always have room for other people's opinions compared to what I'm doing. I always have room for that because I'm not living in everybody else's perspective. And for people to say, hey, put yourself in my shoes, it's not always that easy. So sometimes I need to hear it from the person living in those shoes to be like, you know what? You're fucking right. If I had a daughter, would I feel different? Yeah, I probably feel more aggressive about it. But it is what it is. There's a lot of sick fucking people in this world. A lot more than what we're being told. You know what I'm saying? So I do think that a lot of things get blown out of proportion. I think things that should be, addressed get swept under the rug. And I feel like a lot of what goes on in America is a shit show. But it's probably very similar in other countries. Meaning shit shows. You know? It's fucked up though. Like we as a society have... Listen. If you look at... And I don't know where these ratings come from. Where they say, you know, the country with the top education. Or like, I don't know who the fuck is writing these stats. Who's recording this stuff? Is this general census? Because I could tell you that, you know, when America, when they send out the census for you to fill out, I don't think I've ever filled one out. You know what I mean? Like, I may just check boxes and throw it in just to get it done with because they say legally you have to. I can't remember a time where I remember what they even asked on the census. So people's stats and studies are fucking bullshit. It's bullshit. I don't pay attention to that. I'm full of shit right now because there are definitely times where I reference studies and things of that nature. But what I'm saying is every country and every place and every location and every state, everybody has fucking problems and issues. Things need to get broken down to love and fucking compassion, because people get canceled. That's the one thing. Oh, that's what I was saying. That other countries top in education, top in jobs and income and economy and agriculture and things of that nature. And we're not the top of anything. But I'll tell you one thing that we're supposed to have. Freedom of speech. People are supposed to be able to say whatever the fuck they want. Whenever the fuck they want. If it's, you know, appropriate. And when I say appropriate, I don't mean that saying certain words is inappropriate. I'm nobody's fucking judge. But I mean saying fucking and cursing and shit around kids, not cool. And elderly, I'm you know, unless they allow it. I guess that's where I'm cut from the old cloth. But, I think it should be illegal. If we have fucking free speech, right? If we have free speech and somebody goes online, right, and types some straight, like, retarded shit, just stupid shit online, somebody sees it and they start sharing it. Look at this dummy. Look at this fucking fool. Look at this. And then everybody starts sharing it and this person gets crucified in the public eye. I think whoever fucking exposed that person for being an idiot should be fucking crucified. I think that person should be prosecuted. Because if you didn't like what the person was saying, then you shouldn't have read it or just leave it alone. You shouldn't have shared it. You shouldn't have exposed it. Hey guys, here we have another target. I don't understand that. This is like an aggressive abuse culture. If everybody did their own fucking thing, then and ignored the bullshit, I think life would be a lot easier. Because you're controlling what you're consuming, right? You turn the TV on and you choose to watch the news, knowing that the news is mostly over-exaggerated negative bullshit. You know that. Because you know if you didn't watch the news for a week, it wouldn't matter what the fuck was going on if it didn't happen in your household. You wouldn't care that the crossing guard at motherfucking at the corner of 180 whatever and Asscrack Avenue didn't stop a fucking a drunk driver from hitting the back of an empty school bus. You wouldn't give a fuck. But because you decided to turn the news on today and be affected by these things, you give a fuck. How these fucking drunk cab drivers, why these fucking school bus drivers and these crossing guards. The TV and radio give you things to be pissed off at. But you're the one that's choosing to be pissed off. The TV is just, you know, giving you the elbow nudge. But you're the one ultimately making the decision to consume the bullshit, for one, and for two, to be affected by the bullshit. You're choosing that. So if you choose to listen to retarded shit and bullshit, and you choose to be affected by bullshit, then should that person that's spewing what you consider bullshit be crucified any more than you should for paying attention to it? You just bought that person more time by paying attention to it. You just gave that person another shock from the defibrillator by paying attention to the bullshit. You gave them another breath. And if it truly is garbage and bullshit and you don't want whatever they're saying or doing to be exposed, then why the fuck are you talking about it? That shit bothers me. It bothers me because it's fucking, it's just dumb. If you don't like it and you don't like something that's going on and it's not happening in your household, then just don't pay attention to the shit. Ignore it. Turn it off. Choose not to be affected by it. It's a lot easier than people make it. So I hear people, oh, it's hard to do when the shit is thrown in your face. And who is it thrown in your face by? Because whoever's throwing it in your face, you're allowing them to throw it in your face. Is it the TV? You're the one turning it on. Is it the radio? You're the one raising the volume. Is it your friend? You're the one still talking to them. Is it your mom? Tell her to shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear about that shit. That's just stupid. And let me address something else real quick while I'm ranting and raving. When somebody goes out of their way to change their life for the better, when somebody has been living a street life, a dirty, grimy, unhonest, fucking, this is what I come from. Fucking drug selling, dealing with weapons, dealing with fucking dirtbags your entire life. And at some point, you wake up, which leads to another point where you decide to make a change in your life for the better, to better yourself so that you have the ability to better other people's lives. I think that that type of person is the person that needs to be praised. I think that that type, because you hear all the time, I'm not going to praise, that's what they should be doing. But there's so many people not doing what they should be doing, that if somebody is doing what they should be doing and making those types of changes, there should be some sort of acknowledgement. And I'm not saying put this person up on a pedestal, but I'm saying pat them in the back, man. I'm proud of you. I'm fucking proud of you. That's awesome. Doesn't need to be turned into a publicity stunt. But just give somebody a little bit of love, a little handshake, a little pound, a little fist bump. Yo, man, good shit, bro. Proud of you. When people make those changes, and instead of getting praise, they get, whatever form of negativity can be supplied. The talks behind the backs. The, oh, this motherfucker went soft. Oh, this he ain't about it no more. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because I speak firsthand, that I come from a different cloth as everybody else in this world. But a lot of people in this world where I'm from are fucking clones and robots. There's few people in my life that are actually genuine and unique and have went out their ways to become better people. And I know for a fact that I had influence in that. And they had influence in me becoming a better person. Leave that man alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Just doesn't make sense to me. Well, it makes sense because you're miserable, right? And and I'm against a lot of these fucking statements when people just make these general that misery loves company. But it's true. You're miserable. He's happy. You want to see him miserable too. But he busted his ass. He's making a fucking honest living these days. He's grinding. He's taking care of his family at the same time. He's been on this long fucking journey. You shouldn't have anything to say about him. His name should not come out your mouth. It shouldn't happen. You should use that as influence to better yourself and become a better person. Just because you're a piece of shit doesn't mean we have to stay pieces of shits. Is there a plural for shit? Shits? Well, I don't want to be shits. And I'm speaking specifically about my brother, Lou Legend, Torture Gang Lou. One of the only people that when I went through my ordeal and I got arrested and I went to jail and I dealt with my fucking bullshit from my mistakes, was there for me. Never changed. Never stopped yelling torch up. And he was going through shit. Didn't even matter. What you need, bro? Anything you need, I got you. He ain't even have nothing. But anything I needed, he had me. He got me. and he's made strides and changes to his life that other people could not fucking fathom. And he comes back around to see his old friends, shake hands, kiss babies. Hey, bro, you need something? I'm in a good place. Let's talk. But other people still have the nerve to test that and act like things have changed. Let me explain something to you. Once you have crossed the line, you can't cross it back and act like it never happened. So things we've done in our past and the way we lived is absolutely a permanent chapter in our books. And I say that because I know what I go through. And I hear the whispers. But I tell you what, wherever the whispers come from, when I walk in a room, I hear them no more. So it doesn't fucking matter. Let people grow. Give people room to be who they're supposed to be. And stop dragging down the people that are in position that you are not, that you wish you were in. Because if you really wish you were in that position, you'd start working towards getting in that position. Stop being fucking assholes.